Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Book the Fourth, A Turning. Chapter 1, Setting Traps. Plashwater Weir Mill Lock looked tranquil and pretty on an evening in the summertime. A soft air stirred the leaves of the fresh green trees and passed like a smooth shadow over the river and like a smoother shadow over the yielding grass. The voice of the falling water, like the voices of the sea and the wind, were as an outer memory to a contemplative listener, but not particularly so to Mr. Riderhood, who sat on one of the blunt wooden levers of his lock gates, dozing. Wine must be got out into a butt by some agency before it can be drawn out, and the wine of sentiment never having been got into Mr. Riderhood by any agency, nothing in nature tapped him. As the rogue sat, ever and again nodding himself off his balance, his recovery was always attended by an angry stare and growl, as if, in the absence of anyone else, he had aggressive inclinations towards himself.